It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, and this is my podcast. This is a podcast where we're going to be discussing TV, movies, video games, graphic novels, comic books, etc. This is the first one on WEEI.com, but it is we've had many of these that you can go back and check out the archives and whatnot to relive some of the great moments in Hashtag Dork. So for those of you that have been listening for a while, thanks for finding us over here. And for those who are new, thanks for tuning in. Joining me right now is a guy that you're going to hear a lot on Hashtag Dork. That is my good friend, Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Feels good to be home, Richard.
Yeah, it's good to have you. You know, it's good to good to have you. You've been on a few of these before, but this is sort of like a new journey for us.
Yeah, and it feels nice. It feels like a warm blanket, just right out of the dryer, you know?
Yeah, no, it really does. Davey typically is on a smooth landline phone, but there's been some sort of hijinks or some issues, but we don't need to get into all that.
Yeah, we got some snow and some sleet and some ice down here in Connecticut.
So. Oh, boy. Well, stay safe, would you?
I'm trying, doing my best.
Do me a favor and just be safe out there. Well, this is the other thing that we're going to do. We typically have on Hashtag Dork one main topic du jour. That is going to be, that's sort of your meat and potatoes, but there's also like a salad at the beginning, and then there's a little bit of a dessert at the end. So even if you don't like the main topic, whether it's a video game or a movie you haven't seen yet, there's still going to be something, hopefully something for everybody. And this is how we start the program. It's a little segment called This Week in Hashtag Dork.
This week in Dork!
Yeah, that's very nice. Davey, big dork news, by the way. Big dork news. We have a name, we have a title for Star Wars Episode 8, and it is The Last Jedi.
I gotta tell you, I almost passed out when I saw that, when I saw the scroll.
Amazing.
It's red.
Oh, it's red. You better believe it's red.
I don't know what to do with myself.
I don't know either. I love this. So the internet has taken over, Twitter has taken over, and the they're like Episode 7 and Episode 8. They're like, it's a sentence. The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi.
That is a full sentence.
That's a full sentence. It's good.
That's unbelievable. I didn't think of that until right now.
Really? Do you need a minute?
Well, I also want to point out to you. You want your mind blown?
Yeah, please.
So it's the very first time that the Star Wars logo is in red. So now they have black and red, right?
Just like Hashtag Dork.
Just like Hashtag Dork.
They copied us. We've been black and red for like a year and a half.
We're starting to get legs here, Rich.
I think so. The move to EEI.com was just the tip of the iceberg. So that's pretty good. Yeah. No, but so who is the Last Jedi? Is it Luke? Is it Finn? Is it maybe the more obvious choice? Who's the Last Jedi?
I believe that the Last Jedi standing right now is Luke Skywalker, but then he will pass it on. You know what I mean? So it's like he's the last one right now?
Yes.
Oh, he's with the last of the old Jedi. Maybe we get new Jedi Order stuff?
Ooh, new Jedi Order.
So he's the last of the old Jedi, but you get what I'm saying?
It's not that Kylo Ren, that son of a gun.
Not that he, you know what? He needs to go write in his Nightmare Before Christmas journal all his feelings and daddy issues. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, he's got a lot of feelings.
Yeah, but that's not being a Jedi. You can't have feelings in being a Jedi. We learned that the hard way, didn't we?
Yeah, you either have too many feelings or not enough feelings. It's very complicated. I feel like not enough feelings is kind of a problem, too.
Well, I mean, yeah, maybe.
Is it not?
Maybe being apathetic towards one's mission is not good either.
Yeah, you don't want to be. That's what I thought. I think there's a problem there with the Jedi, and they need to find the balance. It's too much. It's just, you know, it's like abstinence, the whole thing. You know what I say, Ryan, is moderation. That's sort of the key to everything.
That is. You don't want to go too much, too up or too down. You know what I mean? And, you know, old R4D could be a Jedi because he loves the ladies.
Yeah, he sure does. He sure does.
No,
it's right amount. No, but it's probably Rey, right? It's got to be Daisy Ridley's character who will become the Last Jedi.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's a play on, we're going to start a new order of Jedi that starts with Finn and Rey.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So the last Jedi of like the old Jedi is Luke Skywalker. So when they're referencing him. I think he's going to be very heavily featured in this movie.
Ooh. All right. Yeah, I mean, probably, especially after how much he was in the last one, which, again, spoiler alert, was not much.
It was not much.
No, it wasn't. But I'm pumped about this. It comes out in December. I'm sure we'll do some stuff leading up to it. And we've both made this prediction already that this is going to be the best, maybe the best Star Wars movie ever. I mean, maybe it won't top Empire because nothing really could, but it might. The formula is there for this to maybe be the best.
It is. With if you put Empire with today's technology and making it look as nice as it could, maybe that one is far and away the best one. But I gotta think that Rian Johnson has some tricks up his sleeves to make this look really good. You know
mm-hmm,
what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to anything else in The Last Jedi?
I don't want to talk about it. I just want to think about it.
Oh,
I want to think about all the different. You know what I mean? I can't articulate it right now, but I. Anyone listening to this is probably as excited as we are to see this.
Now, this is an interesting question. I saw on Twitter one of our buddies from the Boxers podcast, Wesley, he said he doesn't even want to see a trailer for this. Do you want to see a trailer, or do you want to know nothing about it?
I want to see a teaser. I don't want to see a full trailer.
Yeah, because the trailers now, and especially like the way I watch them, like you can figure a lot of stuff out. There's a million videos that come out breaking down everything, and I just like the one problem I had with Force Awakens, and it wasn't all just because of the trailer. It was also because of how they did things. It was you kind of knew what was going on. Like there's not a lot of surprises. In other words,
no, there weren't a lot of surprises. They gave a little bit away, and some of the best parts of the movie you saw in the trailer, which I never really liked.
Yeah. I hear you. All right, so Last Jedi, we're pumped about it. We have other movie news here as we continue this week in Hashtag Dork. How about, this came out recently, Green Lantern, which is going to eventually be joining the DC Universe, the Green Lantern Corps. They threw a bunch of names out there for potential casting of the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Give me your reaction to each one of these guys as we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Why?
I don't know.
He's got to be almost 60 years old, right?
He's got to be an older guy. It's a good point. Although maybe you don't age in Scientology. He looks great. He looks awesome.
He looks great.
Yeah.
He looks great.
Handsome.
He's a hot ticket item right now with his Mummy reboot. So
people are all over the Mummy. That's true. What about Bradley Cooper?
I don't see him as an action guy. I think he's done too many dramas for me to kind of put him as and he did the A-Team, which wasn't that great of a movie. But Jesus, can he deliver a hit like in Wedding Crashers?
No, that's true. Yeah, I like Bradley Cooper. I don't like him as Green Lantern for some reason.
I like him. I'm sure he's a lovely guy.
Right.
He's just not an action guy for me at this point in his career. I don't know why he would do that.
What about your boy Jake Gyllenhaal?
See, he's for me, I mean, he'd be a good one. I mean, he's got that youthful look to him. I don't know how he turned into my boy.
No, I don't know.
But,
I just kind of put that. I thought maybe he would be.
No,
Brokeback Mountain. You
good.
Liked?
No, I did not.
Donnie Darko. You liked?
For artistic reasons. No political reasons in Brokeback Mountain. I just thought it was really slow.
Okay.
Southpaw was pretty good.
Yep.
He was dynamite in City Slickers with Billy Crystal as his young son.
He was. He hit
popped
that out of the park.
Yeah.
Bubble Boy. He was good in. I'm not a fan.
Bubble Boy. Not, got the chop.
Not a huge fan. Joel McHale.
Like, if we're going a comic route with it, maybe?
Sometimes Green Lantern, in some of the comics and stuff, they give him like a comedic edge to him.
And we also all scoffed at Chris Pratt playing Star-Lord until we saw those pictures come out. And like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
that kid's committed.
He crushed it.
Yeah.
Army Hammer. Which is a guy, apparently. I know it sounds a lot like Armin Hammer.
He's a guy.
I think he was in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
He was, which was kind of a sleeper good movie.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
And he was in The Social Network. He played the Winklevoss twin.
Boom. There he is.
He was in The Lone Ranger with our boy John Depp.
Oh, yes. Great film.
Which, yeah.
Are you an Armie Hammer?
I think he's a little too rigid.
Okay. And then the last one on the list, which shocked me, is Ryan Reynolds, who, of course, already played Green Lantern.
And not very good. Well, he met his wife, so good.
He did. I mean, it worked out for them. Very handsome couple.
Worked out for them. Now,
that movie sucked.
But he has such a niche right now, and I think that the character of Deadpool was made for him. Why would you go back and play like a serious role. And like, obviously DC is, you know, for whatever reason, the most like somber superhero movies they could make. I don't get it. I don't get why, you know, why would you take him from Deadpool and put him in as Green Lantern? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but
like, if they do that, like, he would have to, I doubt he would ever do it.
But they probably need to make this role more comedic, don't they? You just said, I mean, look at the DC universe right now, and it's like, oh, I'm mad. And like, no, I'm madder, and like, things suck for me, and I'm not doing very well. So, like, mix in some comedy. But it doesn't make sense for Ryan Reynolds. And it would confuse people. They're like, didn't he already save the world once? Like, what's going on here? So, out of those six, who would you, if it had to be one of these guys, who would you pick?
I would go Joel McHale, because I would go off the reservation with it. I would just go really weird with it.
Yeah, you know what? I like that. That's good.
You know?
That's good.
If the last one sucked, let's just throw caution to the wind. We got nothing to lose with this character, so.
No, that's a good point. Yep. David, we saw a bunch of trailers this week as well. We saw the last trailer for Logan.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hard R, too. Red Band.
It's a hard R. You saw a lot of X-23 in this. I'm pumped. This movie comes out in March. This will be one of the first ones that we'll definitely do a standalone episode on for movies this year. That looks sweet. We saw a new trailer for Power Rangers. Where are you on Power Rangers?
I think we touched on this a little bit last podcast. If you want to, it's not a plug to go back and listen to it, but our upcoming 2017.
Our swarm of new listeners, though, they may have missed it. So
yeah, I just don't see myself getting too amped up about this. You know, I like the fact, you know, Bryan Cranston and Elizabeth Banks. So that's great. We get some star power there.
Sure,
but it's just I just don't see myself seeing this movie unless I catch it on Spike. By the way, there was a huge XXX marathon.
Yeah, there was. We said we're going to look at it. You see, one of our listeners tweeted us a picture of his ticket. Yes. He was there. He was there on opening night for the return of Xander Cage. Well, it's funny.
15 years later,
he tweeted out the picture of it, and it just said Xander on it. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, what movie is he at right now? I'm like, apparently it was XXX, and I think he gave it a 3 out of 6 on the Infinity Stones. That's also heads up. We rate everything in an Infinity Stone scale, so it's out of 6. How about, did you see the preview for The Discovery, which is going to be a Netflix movie that will be released at the end of March? Here's the plot. Soon after the existence of the afterlife has been scientifically proven, the son, played by Jason Segel, of the man, played by Robert Redford, who made the discovery, falls in love with a woman, played by Rooney Mara, with a tragic past. It looks weird as hell.
Yeah, that sounds a little too out there for me.
Come on. You're going to have to watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
No, you do what you want. You're a grown man. You don't have to do anything I tell you to do.
I don't know. That sounds strange.
All right, last thing before we get onto our topic du jour, Ryan. You have some Overwatch news.
Oh, big news. And this is I have a lot of it invested in this personally. They came out today with the Year of the Rooster expansion pack, which is going to come with some skins.
Nice.
It's going to come with some loot boxes, you know, some really, you know, really cool things. But the most important thing is now we have a new game in which the Overwatch team can now play Capture the Flag, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds good.
Yeah. It's good to mix it up. I mean, you know, point control is good, but, you know, I need to mix it up a little bit. I need to get in there and scrap. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like full steam ahead.
I like that.
I was always a very good Capture the Flag player in my youth.
Oh, I'm sure.
I feel like there's a lot of things that go into Capture the Flag. You can't teach it.
No, it's very instinctive.
You either have it or you don't.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I got it in spades.
Would you say that you were born with it?
Yeah. Yes, I was.
Okay. Phew. Yeah, you left me hanging there for a minute. I wasn't sure if you were born with it.
Well, it's one of those things that's really difficult to talk about.
Gotcha. You don't want to get.
When you're really good at something, it's difficult for you to kind of put a finger on it. You know what I mean? It's just natural for me.
Yeah. Don't talk about it. Just be about it.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
Exactly. And as someone born within 1981, I am actually a rooster.
Holy smokes!
In the Chinese calendar. So I have a lot invested in this personally.
I'm a rat.
My year.
I'm a rat, which is. It's kind of a shame.
Which is, how fitting is that? You are a very Rizzo the Rat type character.
I do like Rizzo the Rat. He's very charming. I enjoy a lot of his work. There you go. That's this week in Hashtag Dork. And let's now move on to our topic of the podcast. Dork Oscars. That's right. The Academy Award nominees were announced earlier this week, and let's be honest, I have not seen many or any of the films nominated. So we're going to have our own list of hashtag Dork Oscars, the first annual Dork Oscars, Davey. But first, here's a quick rundown of the actual Oscars. Are you ready for that? How about Best Picture?
I'm ready.
Now, Deadpool, sadly, was not nominated. We were kind of hoping that maybe there was a chance Deadpool could get out there. It was not.
Total Bush. That's Bush League.
I don't know. So these are the ones that are nominated. La La Land, which is the heavy favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Moonlight, Manchester by the Sea, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Arrival, Lion, Hidden Figures, and Hell or High Water. Have you seen any of those?
I have not. I've heard a lot about them, but I have not.
Yes.
That is not. They have not floated through my transom, as it were.
If they were all on TV at once, which one would you watch first?
Probably Hell or High Water.
Yep, I agree.
Which I've heard awesome things about, and it seems a movie right up my alley.
Yes.
The other one I've heard good things about is Hacksaw Ridge. And how about Mel Gibson getting back in?
He's back, baby.
Oscars? Yeah.
People love him. You forget about some of his other things.
I don't think people love him yet.
No, maybe not.
We're getting there.
No, maybe not. My wife saw Manchester by the Sea, and she said it was very good, but I guess it's sad.
Yeah, I'm not into being depressed.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But yeah, so those are the lists there. Hell or High Water is probably the most up our alley, and same with our listeners. You guys can tweet us and stuff which ones you think should win. Best Actor, how about this crew? Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea, Denzel Washington for Fences, Ryan Gosling for La La Land, Andrew Garfield, Hacksaw Ridge, he, of course, the third best Spider-Man, and Viggo Mortensen for Captain Fantastic, which sounds made up.
It's not made up, and it's the weirdest sounding movie ever in the bunch. It's not nominated for Best Picture, but he plays like kind of a hermit, and he has his family out there with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
kind of a weird thing.
I don't know. Affleck, the heavy favorite there. Denzel looks like he really Denzels it up in Fences. I just saw the preview for that, and it's like, yeah, he's full Denzel.
My man.
It's a lot of that. Do you have a winner there?
I think it's gonna be Ryan Gosling. He already won the Golden Globe for it,
Ooh.
So I think he's got to be the heavy favorite.
I thought Affleck won. Oh, no, maybe they both did because they split
they
it up.
They both did because
they
split it up.
Good call.
Yeah.
Best Actress, Emma Stone, Natalie Portman for Jackie, Isabelle Huppert, Ruth Negga, and Meryl Streep. Ruth Negga.
Ruth Negga, huh?
Yeah.
Tulip.
From Preacher. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I think Emma Stone's the big favorite there.
I think so, too, but I'm going to pull for Ruth because we were both big Preacher fans. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We got Best Supporting Actor, Mahershala Ali from Moonlight, who's the favorite. And he, of course, is Cottonmouth from Luke Cage.
Yes.
I think I butchered his name, but that's who that is. Michael Shannon, who always plays a creep. Lucas Hedges, Jeff Bridges, and Dev Patel. I don't know. Best Supporting Actress, a lot of familiar names here. Viola Davis, Michelle Williams, Naomi Harris, Nicole Kidman, and Octavia Spencer. Any thoughts on any of those people?
Yeah, someone said Michelle Williams is only in Manchester by the Sea for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, but again, my wife said she should win. I guess she's barely in it, but she's amazing. Her words, not mine.
Okay.
I've never seen it. And then the directors.
Should there be like a time limit? Like you have to be in the movie a certain amount of time?
Well.
Like you know how like if you're like a baseball player, like you have to have like minimum starts to be, you know.
Qualify?
Considered like, yeah. To be qualified to like make to be like rookie of the year, like you have to get so many at bats.
I think that the best case for it would be Hannibal Lecter. Like Anthony Hopkins was barely in Silence of the Lambs. Like screen time, like they talk about him a lot, and there's obviously you know he's in it, and you remember him as being a huge part of it. And I think he won Best Actor too, right? Not even supporting.
Yeah.
And he's in it for like 10 minutes, I think. Like
yeah,
again,
now
screen
that you
time.
Mention it. Now that you mention it, that makes sense.
Yeah, he's not in it very much. Yeah, and then
he stole the show when he was in it. Though.
Crushed it. Absolutely crushed it. The best directors are from La La Land, Manchester by the Sea, Moonlight, Arrival, and then Mel Gibson for Hacksaw Ridge.
Coming back. Mel's back.
He is back, baby.
Crazy right, Mel is back.
Now, I saw a ton of movies. You saw a ton of movies. We didn't see any of those movies, and that's why we have our own hashtag Dork Oscars. The Dorkies, or whatever.
The Dorkies.
I don't know what you call them. Who gets the dork, which sounds...
Can we say that?
The dork...
Getting bleeped?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the dork goes to... It's a podcast. You can say whatever
okay.
whatever the bleep you want. All right, let's start out here, Ryan. And we're going to have some nominees, and we'll pick a winner. And just like anything in hashtag dork, kind of thrown together. So maybe we're missing stuff. You can add it later on. You can tweet us, whatever you want to do.
Or you can pound sand.
Yeah, that's
third
true.
Third option.
That's another.
You
that's
like
a,
it, you
yeah.
Can, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Who gives a crap? Achievement in wasting a well-established character. So these are not all going to be positive. It's sort of like it's like the Oscars meets the Razzies.
Yes. That's these, what we were going for.
These are my nominees. Let me get through all the nominees first, and then we can discuss them. Again, this is achievement in wasting a well-established character. Superman in Batman v Superman. Storm from X-Men Apocalypse. Angel from X-Men Apocalypse. Psylocke from X-Men Apocalypse. And the Joker from Suicide Squad. What do you think?
What do you think, Brian Singer? Sounds like your name's coming up quite a bit in this category.
Yeah. I mean,
I think if it were me, and this might be unpopular, but to have a character of such notoriety and to just piss it away, it has to be Jared Leto's version of the Joker in Suicide Squad.
Has to be, because he's also, he is so well established in comics and in previous movies, and the term that we have here in the award is wasted, and yep. Nothing could have been wasted more than the Joker.
And I feel, and remember when David Ayer came out like a month later and said, oh yeah, by the way, the reason he has the metal teeth is because Batman kicked crap out of him for killing the Robin. And you're like, well, why didn't you put that in the movie?
Maybe we should have saw that.
You wasted an opportunity to explain something that people had a problem with, and you just pissed it away.
It was terrible. It was so poorly done. Even Jared Leto was like steaming. Like some of the interviews, he's like, we had, there's like a whole nother movie that's not, he's like, we shot so much stuff and he's not in it. And even when he is in it, it doesn't make any sense. Like the flashback stuff with him and Harley Quinn is good, but it's just kind of, they don't really get into it enough because they don't want it to be just a Harley Quinn origin story. They want it to be a whole thing. Yeah. I don't know.
And it was just such a waste.
Because
I feel like Jared Leto put, and I feel bad because he put so much into it.
Well, yeah, and he's so method.
Oh, yeah.
He's so method.
I mean, that is what it is. But at the same time, like, again, you have an Oscar-winning actor. You have an Oscar-winning actor.
Right.
Who's like, all right, I'm just gonna do my own thing with this. And you didn't even get to see it. So I think that's why it's wasted for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. It's
I didn't even get the chance to hate it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what did it for me.
So in a way, this award wouldn't go to Jared Leto. It would go to David Ayer, right?
Oh, David Ayer. Yeah. He's the director.
He's the one who wasted a well-established character. How about on the flip side? Achievement in elevating a lame character. Now, I have three nominees, unless you have somebody else you want to throw in there. I was going to say Negasonic Teenage Warhead from Deadpool, mm-hmm. Doctor Strange in Doctor Strange, and I don't know if you're going to like this one or not, Captain Boomerang in Suicide Squad.
Okay, let's just get through. First of all, let's pick. I'm going to pick a winner right now.
Okay.
I really did enjoy Doctor Strange, and I'm not a huge fan of that character,
right.
Only because, you know, because magic isn't that badass to me, but
no, it's pretty badass.
It is. Well, they make it badass.
Yes, they do.
In my mind, I think the clear winner of this category has to be Doctor Strange because that movie was fantastic.
It was. It was not Captain Fantastic. That, of course,
not
is
Captain
the
Fantastic
Viggo Mortensen vehicle, but it was very good. Davey, visually stunning.
Stunning. It's like Inception met The Matrix.
Oh my God! And it had a baby with.
They had a baby.
Iron Man.
They did. They and they were doing it raw, and everything was flying all over the place. And then that baby came out.
All the positions.
Yeah.
And so Doctor Strange, I agree with you. See, Negasonic Teenage Warhead, maybe not necessarily a lame character, but just one we didn't know much about. We knew the name, and then I thought she was pretty good in Deadpool.
She was good. Yeah. Very brooding.
I put Captain Boomerang on the list only because I find him so lame, like in like the Flash comics, and also like it, just such a lame character. And even though he didn't do much, I know a lot of people are probably yelling at their podcast device right now, saying he sucks. I thought he was kind of at least entertaining. Again, the character doesn't do a whole lot. You wonder why, if you're trying to take down like a godlike creature, why would you have a dude that just chucks boomerangs? I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
But they would say like, well, why would you have a guy who just shoots arrows? You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of the same principle, but the thing that pissed me off the most about Captain Boomerang was that, one, I think we talked about this before, but I'm just going to say again.
Bring it back.
That's how much passion I have for this.
You do.
One, every time they got in a fight, he ran away.
Well, but
just
to have
a sneaky bear, and then two,
but did he come back? Did he come?
And then when he did fight and actually threw boomerangs,
yeah,
he missed.
Yeah, he did not have a great accuracy. I mean, he's Captain Boomerang. He's not Bullseye.
But it's like, if that's your shtick,
yeah,
like,
he'd be better.
You call you Captain Boomerang, you can't hit the broadside of a goddamn barn.
No, that's true.
That guy couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
I was waiting for that one. Yeah, that he struggled, but I thought he brought a little something.
Oh, no? What, an accent?
Yeah, he had an accent. That was good.
Yeah, it was good.
And you have any other nominees?
Let's nominate Captain Boomerang twice so we can lose twice.
Well, at least he's there. At least he's in the audience. We get a camera shot at him.
Just
Jai Courtney.
Like sitting, yeah.
He's like, I'm the man. No, so Dr. Strange. And actually, it would go to the director, what, Scott Jerrickson. He would get that.
Yeah.
Dr. Strange. All right, how about this? This is an important one. This is maybe the... We're going all out. Well, we have all different orders here. This is an important, I think, hashtag Dork Award for 2016, the 2017 Dork Oscars. The achievement in fighting and or battling. Here's my rundown. The airport scene in Captain America Civil War. Iron Man versus Captain America and Winter Soldier in Captain America Civil War.
Yep.
Doctor Strange versus Caecilius at the Sanctum Sanctorum in Doctor Strange. The Blue Squadron infiltrating the Scarif Shield in Rogue One, the Darth Vader hallway scene in Rogue One, and the Batman solo warehouse fight scene in Batman v Superman.
This has to be probably the hardest category we're going to talk about today.
Those are good.
Those are so good.
And I left out some other good ones, like Deadpool had some memorable ones. There was another fight in Civil War, like that one where they're chasing through the tunnel, like with Black Panther and stuff. There's a lot of good stuff, but there's six just insanely good ones.
And Deadpool gets screwed again. I thought the Deadpool with like the seven bullets was probably one of my favorites.
Yep.
Not good enough to win this one. In my mind, There was one moment. Am I going to get bleeped?
No, you can say whatever you want.
Okay, so there was one moment in here when I went, "Holy shit!" And that was the Darth Vader hallway scene in Rogue One.
Yeah,
I'm 35 years old, and that was the first time in my whole life I was actually afraid of Darth Vader.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
like there was all
sick.
That mystique, and you just see him like when we see him in Empire, and we see him in New Hope and Return of the Jedi. People kind of get out of his way,
right? It's like implied that he's terrifying and that he does all these things, and you're told about it, but you don't see any of it.
You don't see it until you're just like, wow,
Mother of God.
It was that whole like the room's completely dark and then and you see like the red come on and you're like, oh no.
Yeah, like to that point, the most like the craziest thing that Darth Vader / Anakin Skywalker had done was kill all the younglings in episode 3.
Yeah, he's a mass murderer, isn't he?
Children. Yeah.
Children.
Yeah. I think that is tough. Because the airport scene to me might be the best comic book like fighting scene ever. Like everybody's showing off what they can do. It's what is it? 6-on-6. So there's a ton of characters out there. You get Giant Man, you get some great Spider-Man stuff. So I think I would go with that, but you want to give it to Vader?
I think the Vader scene was so good, but I would say like you said, just in length.
Yeah.
And I was riveted the whole time with Civil War. So while I said this was a clear winner for me, I don't think so. And so we can just wipe that out and post.
We'll edit that for sure.
Edit that out.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about it now. Geez, when I saw Civil War, I was just so happy when I was watching it.
Yeah.
Just to see them nail Spider-Man.
I think I know
Spider-Man.
Right.
And to have when you had these trailers come out and you saw Spider-Man, you're like, oh, they showed him. That's lame. But then nobody knew that Giant Man was coming.
No, that was
so
sick.
That was great.
And then the dialogue throughout was really good. Like, Tony Stark asking if anybody else has any like fantastic abilities to show off them telling Spider-Man like, hey, usually there's not this much dialogue like during a fight. So that was sick. So let's give it to that one. I mean, Darth Vader is probably a close second. If that had lasted a little bit longer, maybe it tops it. But I think it's almost impossible to beat the Civil War airport scene.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. All right. When you're right, you're right. How about
I'm man enough to tell you when I was wrong.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
How about the I'm Not Scared, You're Scared Award, which is given to the best horror movie of 2016. The nominees: Don't Breathe, 10 Cloverfield Lane, The Conjuring 2, Hush, and Lights Out.
Okay. I saw Don't Breathe last night.
Ooh.
And while it's fresh in my mind, that's probably the best horror movie I've seen in 5 years.
I agree. Thank you.
It's funny because I wouldn't really count it as a horror movie as such, but
I think it
has horror elements. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not your traditional horror movie. I mean, but I think that's the, like, what genre would you put it in?
You know, it's a suspense thriller. I mean, it's a horror movie because you can't categorize it any other way. Someone
right.
would say it's a suspense thriller.
Yeah,
but,
thriller.
But, you know, it has all horror elements to it.
Yeah, that's true.
And wow, was that good.
It was.
Tight. And it was like I looked at the time. It was an hour and 26 minutes.
Yeah.
And tight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, no wasted film there.
What did you think of the without giving it away, because we recommend this one. We've mentioned it a few times before, like on the year-ender podcast we did. But would you, the protagonist, did you like them or did you not like them? Were you caught in the middle? What'd you think?
I was caught in the middle, which made it interesting for
yeah.
me, because I'm actually like, it's funny because you go back and forth in
right.
the movie rooting for them and rooting against them.
Agreed.
Which is interesting, you know?
Yeah, because a lot of times in a horror movie, it's so clear cut. You're like, this person better live, right? Like, yeah, this
yeah.
one's different. So yeah, let's give it to Don't Breathe. A decent year though. Like a lot of people crap on horror movies haven't been good since the 80s. But this was a pretty good year for
this is good, and
movies.
it was the director who did the Evil Dead reboot.
Oh right, so. Yeah.
So it's good stuff, man. Oh wait a minute, or did he? No, he did Green Room. Sorry. He did Green Room.
Oh, so that I haven't seen. That was technically a 2015 movie, but I still yeah. haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did.
That's real good, too?
Very good. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Very gory. Very gory. You'll
ooh,
like it.
Ooh, all right, yeah.
Skinhead.
I'm in. All right, so that award goes to Don't Breathe. How about the achievement in mid or end credits sequences? We have nominees are Deadpool, where he does like the Ferris Bueller thing. We have Captain America Civil War, Black Panther, like the Captain America and Bucky thing. There's also from Civil War, the Spider-Man thing. And then Doctor Strange dealing with Thor.
Just slamming brews with Thor.
Slamming brews, talking shop.
I'm going to give this. I think this film actually deserves an award. And it's an amalgamation of my favorite movie of this year versus one of my favorite movies of all time. So I'm going to give it to Deadpool and the Ferris Bueller thing. It was a great nod
yeah.
to Ferris Bueller. And I will say that the Black Panther thing was okay. I was like, meh. The Spider-Man thing was cool, but I thought I think the spider symbol's really lame.
All right.
It's kind of lame.
It's kind of a downer. Well, I mean, you're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
And
Doctor Strange thing with Thor drinking the beers, you didn't like that?
I liked it, but not as much as I liked the Ferris Bueller thing.
I'll tell you, the Ferris Bueller thing, I was watching it again the other day, and I was really getting a kick out of it, thinking, you know, how, like, these end credit scenes are, Marvel does them all the time now. And, like, you're disappointed if a movie, like, especially a comic movie, doesn't do it. But then you think back, you're like, well, what movie really did that? You're like, yeah, Ferris Bueller did it. Like, Ferris Bueller is, like, famous for that scene.
Right.
And then so it's Deadpool doing that, which is great because that's, you know, Ferris Bueller's talking to the audience, something that Deadpool has done throughout the entire movie. He's trying to like cut you in on what the sequel might be about. So it was so perfect. So I'm with
yeah.
you. That definitely gets it.
Okay, good.
How about this? Thank Christ.
yeah.
Achievement in badassness. These would be badass characters. I only have three nominees, so again, I'm probably missing some. And you can tell we've only seen the same like 10 movies. That's where everybody's coming from. But you know what? That's the same thing with the with the real Oscars. They're
right.
all from like the same
what?
Movies.
And you know what? If we're going to call these the dorkies this year, I mean, you know, these are movies that we care about that obviously
right.
Hollywood doesn't care about,
right.
even though we're paying for these other crap movies that you're making best pictures.
That's true.
You know what I mean? All these movies made enough money so they can make Fences or they can make whatever crap movie they're going to make. I'm sure Fences is really good. But you know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
These small budget movies.
Yeah.
Like, who do you think pays for these things?
So, right. We do. The
right.
Achievement in Badassness, the nominees are Deadpool from Deadpool, Jyn Erso from Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and believe it or not, Batman from Batman v Superman. Was there another badass that I missed? I'm sure Hell or High Water had like a real good badass, but I just didn't see it.
Oh yeah, and you know, Don't Breathe had a good badass, and you know,
yeah, good point.
You know, so but I think again, far and away, I'm going to go Wade Wilson on this one.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I think right from the start of the movie with the whole pizza thing, like that was, or you know, that's with the whole scene, the credit scene, and then you know that kind of set the tone for me, and the guy could do no wrong as far as badassness is concerned. However, I will say I will watch Batman vs Superman if I because it's on HBO like on like a 24-hour loop.
Yep.
If it's at the part with the Batman warehouse fight, I'll watch it.
Well, he's good. Batfleck. He's good.
Yeah,
he's solid.
And the only issue I have with that is you know Batman doesn't kill people unless he's in that movie, which he kills like half a dozen guys.
Killed a lot of people. Killed a lot of grown men.
Killed
yeah.
a lot of people.
Yeah.
And Jyn Erso, I thought was going to be a little bit more badass than she was.
Right.
She got a little soft on me towards the end.
Well, I mean, it's bound to happen. She knew, I think, her time was up. Yep. Very emotional with her father.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff there. So the dork goes to Deadpool. Wade Wilson. All right, how about this? The best, or I guess an achievement, in non-human character. The best non-human character,
okay.
Ryan. We have K2SO from Rogue One. How about this? Superman from Batman v. Superman.
I see what you did.
Yeah, see what I did? That's a smart joke for a smart audience. And Dormammu from Doctor Strange.
Dormammu.
I've come to bargain.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty much K2SO. I thought he was a great droid. I enjoyed him a lot.
Yeah, a sassy droid.
Oh, my God. He's got a little bit of sass, a frass. He tells you like it is. He might not like you. He'll help you. You know, he'll save your life a time or two. Very strange. He's strangely built. Like he's a kind of an odd shape, but I liked him.
And he'll tell you the probability of whatever.
And Alan Tudyk.
Even if you don't want to hear it.
No, that's true. He'll give you the probability of anything.
Yep.
You got
good for Alan Tudyk.
Are you you got good for him?
Yep.
Okay, that's the winner. All right. How about this one? The achievement in CGI. We have Tarkin from Rogue One. Princess Leia from Rogue One, Dormammu from Doctor Strange, and Colossus from Deadpool.
I'm going to go, the shock value with Princess Leia is there, but I think they did a really good job with Tarkin.
I'm with you. I think Tarkin was better. Princess Leia, I'm sort of glad they did that, yet at the same time, that one was a little bit more jarring for me. Now, I've heard from people that they thought Tarkin was worse. I thought Leia was worse. It looked odd. It looked really odd to me. But it wasn't used nearly as much. Like Tarkin was there a lot. I didn't think Tarkin was all that distracting. Like I knew it was not a real person, but I thought that was pretty. Like for them to use that character as much as they did, I feel like they should get the prize.
And it didn't take away from the movie at all. Where I found is that you know the Leia thing after you got past the shock value of it, and you're like, oh my God, are they going to show her? Because I thought they were going to deliver the line, and you just saw her back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where she gets down and like says the message. Like, and you just see, like, her from behind.
Yeah.
And they actually went for it, which was like, whoa.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, now.
It wasn't as good of a job as with Tarkin.
No, I agree with that. There's probably some other characters that I may or may not be missing. Let's see. Let's jump ahead. How about the most anticipated movie in 2017, which I think is an important award. We could be way wrong. This movie could end up being terrible. But here are the nominees for the best movie of next year. We have Star Wars: The Last Jedi, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Spider-Man: Homecoming, Logan, and I'm going to put down Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Now, there's a few others that we're leaving off. We went over, I think the last episode we did, we broke down a ton of movies that are coming out next year. But this was, I shortened it to five that I think most of us are the most excited to see. Which one of those stands out?
Yes.
Exactly.
Which one of these do you most want to see?
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah, you got it. I don't know. I mean, for me, I mean, I can't not get my hopes up for The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
If only the title. We got to find out who The Last Jedi is. You and I have talked about this. So
yes, we did.
You know, we don't know.
It could literally be anybody, but probably one of two people.
Yeah. Okay, fine. But I mean, all of these movies are good. I am not anticipating. I see Wonder Woman right off the bat. I'm going to wait for a Rotten Tomatoes score on that.
Well, hold on a second. So there's already been a report out there that Wonder Woman, somebody saw it and it sucks. and it's like disjointed or whatever. And that's probably the case because every DC movie has been. But you're telling me you're not going to see it opening weekend?
I'll see it opening weekend. I will not see it opening day.
Okay. It's the same thing. So we're probably...
Well, what I'm saying is, like, the rest of these movies, like, the day they come out, I'm seeing them.
Oh, that's... Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna give Wonder Woman 72 hours.
Like, the other... Like, not only are you going to see those other movies, but you're going to have to pre-order your ticket.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm getting primo seating, you know, and I'm probably going to go by myself at a very odd time, so no one talks to me.
That's right.
No one, you know... crawls over me like I'm going solo here.
I'm gonna sit dead nuts in the middle, and I'm gonna bring my nips in again.
And a bank of three, so no one wants to sit on either side of me.
Right. That'll show them who's boss.
I'm gonna spread my shit out and just make it look, you know, make it real comfy in there.
Yeah, I like that. So Wonder Woman is probably not gonna be good, but I put it on the list because I'm cautiously optimistic. Well, no, maybe that shouldn't even be that. But I don't know. DC's got to get their act together because we got Justice League later on. I didn't even include that on here.
Yeah,
they got their work cut out for them, obviously. But those other four, and I didn't put Thor Ragnarok on here. It probably the answer probably has to be The Last Jedi, right? Because the last two Star Wars movies have been so good, and this one, we both agree. We were talking about it at the beginning of this episode that this should be better than both.
It has to be. Yeah.
All right. I think out of all the Marvel movies, though, I think I'm actually more pumped for Guardians than even Spider-Man. Like, as good as Spider-Man looks, I love the Guardians characters so much.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Those are all likable characters.
They're nice. They're funny.
They're funny.
They're guarding the galaxy, for heaven's sakes.
Thank God for them.
Yeah.
Because if they weren't there, who's doing it?
I don't know. I don't know. Do we have
can't build a wall out there. Political joke. Political joke.
Yeah, that is.
Yep.
Again, I don't know if there's a lot of overlap there with our audience.
Nah, that's fine.
What about movie that you think will be the biggest bust of 2017? And maybe we already mentioned it.
I think we just did. I think Wonder Woman has the opportunity to really, really bomb.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
It is sad.
And I think that puts... that puts Justice League in a very weird position.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
You know, we keep saying Unite the Seven, and we don't have the seventh yet.
Well, it might
be still rocking with six.
It might be Tom Cruise. He might show up as Green Lantern.
Little tiny. You can fit him in your a little Green Lantern. You can fit in your pocket.
Oh, he can change size. He can. Is anything that's, you know, as far as his imagination will carry him. That's what Green Lantern does.
Or his willpower. Yeah.
That's all he needs to do.
Yeah. Well, he does have some willpower because he's 60 and he's still jumping out of cars or whatever the hell he's
doing.
That's
true. There's no new Mission Impossible this year. All right, that's because he's got the Mummy franchise he's working on, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to start, you know, at the fifth time, we need to start wondering whether or not these missions are impossible.
I feel like they're quite possible.
If they're done this easily, you know, with a
about 2 hours
all-star team,
yeah,
it's pretty possible.
You need about 2 hours and Ving Rhames, and you got it done.
Ving Rhames with a Mac, and we're good.
Is Ving Rhames dead?
No.
No. All right.
No, sorry. Michael Clark Duncan's dead.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'll have to edit this out in post. You got any others? You got any other dork awards or dork Oscars or dorkies?
No, I got no more dorkies this year. we'll expand it next year as the Oscars always do. We can do, you know, achievement in sidekickery.
Yeah, I was trying to come up with the Doibie Dickles Award for the worst sidekicks, and I couldn't really find any because there are some pretty
here's
good.
One. Here's one. Ready?
Yeah.
Me.
No, don't beat yourself up. You're not the Doibie Dickles. I mean, some may consider you the Doibie Dickles.
Yeah, I am the Doibie Dickles.
Or the best sidekick. I mean, I guess K2SO might be the best sidekick.
Sure. There weren't any other real sidekicks. You know who sucked? Lois Lane. I would consider her a sidekick. Oh, she stunk.
Yeah. No, the worst character, though, was Lex Luthor, over Joker, over Lois Lane.
We should have done worst villain. I mean, that's not even a category. We could put a category. We could make it a category right now.
Ooh.
Right at the top of our head.
But you know who's in the mix? Apocalypse.
Apocalypse is in the mix. Joker's in the mix.
Yeah, Lex Luthor.
Whatever the hell, you know, the Enchantress's brother was, that's in the mix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would have been worse CGI, too. That was a dump.
Yeah.
The Enchantress's boyfriend.
Or brother, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, whatever the hell. He was terrible.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Joker? Joker makes that list?
Joker. Yeah, no. Joker, Lex Luthor, Apocalypse, Enchantress, Doomsday. Enchantress's love interest or brother.
Yeah. I think Doomsday's on there.
Doomsday? Yep. Add him to the list. Man.
But no matter how many people we make this, how deep we make this list,
it's Lex
Luthor's winning it.
It's Lex. Best,
far and away.
Best villain is obviously Vader, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Not even close. Dormammu's not even that good. I guess
Dormammu's okay. Dormammu didn't get enough screen time.
No, Caecilius would be the better bad guy from Doctor Strange.
Yeah, he had really chapped eyes, really crackled skin there.
Yeah, what do you think that is? He just needs maybe to moisturize?
Yeah, you need some Vaseline on that thing. It's windy out there.
What do? You just rub Vaseline all over the crevice?
Yeah, right in there.
Just really, really, really get in there pretty good.
Don't even put it on a Q-tip. Just glom it all on there.
Dive right in. All right, well, that's pretty. Yeah, we next year we'll come up with more because we'll definitely be doing this next year. There's no doubt. So
even if it's just me and you on the phone, we're doing it.
That's fine. We'll have this conversation. I'll send you like a Google alert.
Yep.
Or go get your calendar set. All right, let's move on. Should we move on to the final part of the program?
Let's do it.
We mentioned how there's a salad at the beginning, and then here comes your dessert. Get ready for it.
Here we go.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the pod.
Yeah, that'd be the pick of the podcast. Thanks once again to Marcus from the Boxers Podcast for providing us with that little doohickey. Pick of the podcast, Ryan. I have a couple right out of the gate here. One. Here's a show I've been watching. I think there might be six episodes in. I think I've caught four of them, but it is a comedy on Fox called The Mick with Caitlin Olson, of course, Dee Reynolds from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's her own show. She plays kind of like Dee Reynolds, like not as messed up as Dee Reynolds because not many characters are, but she's the star of the show. You've probably seen the previews where her sister married a rich guy. They live in like a mansion. They had like tax evasion or whatever, so they had to flee the country because they were going to get arrested. So now she needs to help raise the three kids. It's like a high school age daughter, like a 12-year-old son, and maybe like a 7-year-old son. And then, of course, hijinks ensue. But funny. I like it. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I caught an episode, and it was actually really good when he was the little one who had the homeless guy in the tree.
Yeah.
In the treehouse. It was good.
Yeah,
it's good. It's like Dee Reynolds light.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like it's Dee Reynolds on like Fox rather than Dee Reynolds on FX or FXX.
We'll call it Diet D.
It's a Diet D, but it's still pretty funny. And then my other pick for the pod, they have come out, I don't know how long ago it was, there's a DC, this is for comic books, a DC Rebirth omnibus. So what it is, and we've talked about this before, how DC Comics once again relaunched, they reset everything for the most part. So like a lot of new issues of all these new characters and just starting like the series over, if you will. Like Geoff Johns is in charge of it, and then it got a bunch of different writers. And anyway, if you didn't pick up a bunch of these issues or you want to get it started, they've compiled like all of the number ones from like this run. So it's long, but if you go on like Amazon or one of these other websites, like I'm all for supporting your local comic book shop, but let's face it, sometimes you can get them for much, much, much cheaper online. They got them all there. So if you want to read like the new Batman, and then it's a good way of seeing, all right, which ones you might like and which ones you might want to continue with. So that's out there now. That's probably worth picking up.
All right. Well, so my pick of the podcast, I'll jump right into it right now. Came out yesterday, and I played about 10 minutes of it, and it'll scare your pants off.
Uh-oh.
The new Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, taking Resident Evil first person.
Hey, now.
Which, if you played the demo, you played, you're stuck in the house, and there's, you know, a bunch of crazy hillbillies running around.
Yes.
We're getting right into it, and they come out swinging. So
scary.
I'm looking forward to playing this. I played it, like I said, I played just a little bit of it. I haven't finished it yet, but definitely worth picking up.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty good. And so
really good.
Once again, this will probably be the last episode, I believe, on this iTunes channel and on Podomatic. We are also, I've been told, we're going to be streaming this bad boy on WEEI.com. We're efforting to get the new iTunes channel up and running. I know I've been saying that for a little while, but once we do, we'll certainly announce it to everybody. But this will probably be up on a couple of different places. So we thank you for following us and continuing to listen to this. It will be on a more weekly basis, a regular schedule going forward. And you can still interact with us at Dork Podcast on the Twitter. You can email us at dorkpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to specifically compliment Davey or even insult Davey, you can do that where?
At Arvon D on Twitter and Twitch. Come get me.
What are you twitching? You been twitching at all recently?
Not recently.
No.
It's a long story, but I'm getting back into it soon.
All right. Fair enough. So for Ryan Davey, my name is Rich Keefe. Thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you soon.